Members of an American Postal Workers Union gathered at the Indiana State House Thursday as a part of a national push against the privatization of the U.S. Postal Service. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Tamoria Cunningham reports the union says it wants the Postal Service to remain an independent public agency.
The push by postal workers against privatization comes after billionaire Elon Musk, who is advising President Donald Trump on major cuts to the federal government, said the agency should be privatized. Charlotte Hyatt is a USPS worker and member of the Indianapolis Area Local American Postal Workers Union. Hyatt says privatization could reduce delivery frequency for customers and possibly lead to layoffs.
If they was to privatize, it would not be the people's post office anymore. Right now, it's all Americans. It's everybody's post office. The Postal Service belongs to all the people.
The USPS is self-funded, relying on the sale of its products and services to cover its operations. There are currently over 650,000 USPS workers across the U.S. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tamoria Cunningham.